job here on air. Let's talk to John in Louisiana. You're on the air with Mike Rivero. Go ahead.
How you doing, Alex?
Good.
No matter where these people hide, they can have town hall meetings everywhere, but they will be shut down. When they were at reserve, they got shut down. When they had a press conference, we protested in front of it. These people will fall.
We're seeing videos and calls from everywhere that everywhere government goes now, they're being shouted down and confronted, and people are uploading the video to YouTube so it becomes real in cyberspace, and other people realize everybody else is angry like them. Mike, isn't that the final illusion to fall? We all don't believe in the government and the corrupt system, but we feel like we're alone. That final illusion that we're the minority is now dropping.
Yeah, absolutely, you are correct. I mean, the government has held on to power by selling this lie that anybody who doesn't believe in the government is mentally ill, they're a loner, they're a loser, they smell bad in closed rooms, that you should stay away from them. And now, as we're seeing from these videos, distrust of the government, resentment of the government, hate of the government is now the majority opinion in the United States of America.
Well, take the DHS report saying protesting the Fed is terror. That was an attempt at a chilling effect to scare us to shut up. They can't get all of us.
Well, it didn't work because it just angered people even more. Like I said, the fastest way to end a dictatorship is to get them to act like one where everybody could see it. And that's what's happening right now.
Absolutely. Great job, John. Keep it up in Louisiana. Aaron in California, you're on the air right now. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. It's good to talk to you. To continue the eugenics talk here, I wanted to bring up the transhumanist movement. And how that ties directly.
Yeah, Julian Huxley, the head of UNESCO, started that in the 50s, saying eugenics had been exposed. They had to change the name to transhumanism and bioethics.
Exactly. And I actually made a film on this called The Age of Transitions, which is Google video now, that if people want to watch it.
Good.
But, yeah, yeah.
I think I may have seen that. Was that out a few months ago?
That's been out for quite a few months now. I made it in 2008. It's now 2009. And I continue to cover this issue, and I'm working on more material, too, specifically about transhumanism. And
well, you know what I'm so proud of? I'm going to put you on hold and later go back to you if you want to hold for Tarpley. But, Mike, it's that listeners, and I'm not bragging. This is what's actually scary exciting. Every time, it seems, some famous video comes out or somebody confronts a politician or some big activist news comes out, we later find out probably 90% of the time it's our audience. My audience of millions isn't just millions. They're all activists. So yes. Is your audience. I mean, that has really got to scare the system.
Yes, absolutely. And people everywhere, they're not willing to stay silent anymore. They're not willing to go along anymore. They're realizing that we've come down to the wire. We're either going to do something about the future of our nation or it's going to be dictated to us. People are very angry. They understand. I think, in a way, this last election was kind of the final straw because we all went, we worked through the system, we voted for the candidate, and we still got screwed. And I think that's the reason Americans are saying, okay, the system really is broken. We cannot affect change going through the rules they say that we should follow.
And a couple of weeks after Obama was elected, Biden, with a bunch of big-wig Democrats on the West Coast in Oregon, says, look, everybody's going to hate us 6 months into office. We got to ram everything through. We need you big-wigs to stay with us. Don't worry, you'll get all your campaign goodies. So they cold-bloodedly know all Obama was a stumbling block to block people while the elite stole some more goods.
That's absolutely true. You're absolutely correct about that.
Man, I tell you, it's crazy. Mike Rivero, always wonderful having you on with us. We'll see you again next month. I have a sneaking suspicion we'll have you on before that. Take care. Okay. Keep up the great work.
All right. Thank you very much, Alex. Look forward to talking to you again.
God bless you. There goes Mike Rivero in Hawaii. By the way, I'm excited about these new T-shirts at InfoWars.com. We're manufacturing them right now. Only takes a week. We're going to be the first to have them. Get your order in now.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients. most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all naturally safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs. In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back. This is Alex Jones with important news. I want to warn you about a deadly storm that's fast approaching. A storm that will affect you and everybody you know. Here's the story. The current administration is committed to nationalizing healthcare, giving 40 million new people free care. Now here's the bad news. The current system will almost be immediately overwhelmed by these new demands for free services and procedures. Medicare and Medicaid are already bankrupt. Many doctors are now leaving their practices frightened by the prospect of forced procedures. All this is creating a perfect storm, which could create unimaginable shortages in the healthcare services. Folks, it's time to be prepared for the worst. Our friends at Solutions from Science have recently come up with an emergency preparedness course that reveals how you can make powerful herbal medicines in the privacy of your own home. It's called Herbal Preparations and Natural Therapies, and it's flat out the best course of its kind. I recommend you visit this important new website at MakeHerbalMedicines.com. That's MakeHerbalMedicines.com, or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We got 52 minutes left in this transmission. Tomorrow, Steve Quayle and Ron Paul. Ron Paul joining us last week and again this week. So, big transmission lined up tomorrow. Very informative. Because it's clear as government collapses, as confidence collapses, and the offshore banks robbing us, as people figure out both parties are controlled by offshore interest, the kleptocracy, the offshore plutocrats, the polycentric bankers, as Webster Tarpley calls them, the elite are going to try to stage some crises. Flu, outbreak, hysteria, martial law announcements. It's not going to work. We're covering that tomorrow. Webster also has some breaking news on what's happening in Saudi Arabia. And, you know, have you ever seen the movie Starship Troopers? Webster Tarpley is kind of like our brain bug. Just teasing Tarpley. No, I mean, he's just such a smart guy. Has so many great answers to so many things. So we're going to be talking to Webster here in just one moment. But I want to go to Ted Anderson first for about 2 minutes quickly, because gold is up another $8+ today, $8 and change. Ted is at the very end, and when this is gone, it's gone. But he happened to buy when it dipped, of gold at the 910, 911 level. He bought silver when it was over a dollar under what it is now, and he's passing those savings on to you. The brokers are there right now. Get out of gold. I mean, get out of the dollar. Get out of all these things. Get into gold. Get into silver, ladies and gentlemen. The Chinese are starting to get out of the treasury notes. I believe in getting into gold and into silver and getting out of these other paper currencies. That is what I believe in, and you cannot beat these deals that we're looking at. And Ted, how important is it that we see the Chinese last week and this week not buying U.S. treasuries when they were dumped on the market?
Well, Alex, we all know that the long-term trend here is that the Chinese and not everybody else in the world is going to get away from the U.S. treasuries because the United States dollar is no longer going to be traded as the world reserve currency. And since that's happening, and since every nation in the world has pretty much looked to doing something different, the U.S. treasuries are going to get sold and the value of the dollar is going to go down. That means that all this money that they're sitting on is coming back home here and competing with the money that we've earned. And again, another assault on the value of the U.S. dollar. That's all it is. And you're right, gold is up $8 today. I'm still holding the prices at the same level when gold was at 9.11, which that puts the British sovereign at 2.66. It puts the franc at 2.16. And for those of you who listened to the show yesterday or even last week, you know that that's the price that it was back down there at that 9.13 level. I don't know how I can make it easier for you to buy gold. Same thing with the silver. Now, the Lakotas have gone up a bit, and they're at 1974, but I'm still sitting here with these walking liberties at 869. That is exactly the same price when silver was down there at that $11.58 or whatever it was back when it hit that bottom. I just can't remember exactly where. So obviously with silver now on the $14 level, close to $15 an ounce, $14.79 for a high today, that's a wonderful buy, and I can't urge you enough to take a look at gold and silver. The long-term trend is that the dollar is going to be losing value, and things with commodities of real value like gold and silver will go up.
Ted, again, I'm about to go to Webster Tarpley, kind of our omnibudsman of research. But again, this really is a smoking awesome deal. If I had money right now, I would be buying gold. I am going to buy some silver of those walking liberties. How long till you run out of those?
Well, I'm looking at a supply of about 50 bags, which is $1,000 face value per bag, which comes to 100,000 coins. It really depends upon how many people are buying them. The supply is depleting. If it gets to be anything like it was back when silver hit $20 an ounce, I won't even have them to sell to you at any price. That's what happened just a couple years ago. So obviously, right now is a good time to be getting in.
Couple years ago. That was last year. You couldn't get gold or silver. A lot of people are still really low, and they rip people off. You've got great deals. Here's the toll-free number. I believe in gold and silver. I believe that we need to move away from the dollar, away from paper, away from derivatives. It is so important. The elite are pumping their tens of trillions they've stolen from us with the bailout back into the market. That is institutional buyers. That's big money buyers. This is a sucker's rally. The real economy is imploding. You need to get into gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. The brokers are there right now. You cannot beat this deal anywhere. 800-686-2237. Thank you, Ted Anderson.
Yeah, thanks for having me up, Alex.
You bet. Ted Anderson is the brain bug of the gold bug industry. 800-686-2237. Now, let me just, before we get into Saudi Arabia and then eugenics, because that's the main reason I have Webster here in the limited time, I want to ask Webster separately. We're hearing a lot of propaganda about the economy. You're an economist, author, historian, who's really proven that you're a great political and economic mind out there. I really respect you, and I don't say that from any guests. Folks know I'm really singling somebody out that I really have come to admire even more than I did a few years ago with his foresight and research. But they're saying green shoots, everything's wonderful, the economy's great. Meanwhile, jobless soaring, home sales plunging, every major indicator falling apart, even their cooked books. The Chinese and others aren't buying U.S. treasuries. They're slowing down their purchase. The globalists are monetizing debt. Is this another sucker's rally like 2 years ago, telling us everything's wonderful? And are they so panicked they're moving into saying everything's fine now because they've over fear mongered and they believe they've lost control? Or is everything really peachy king? Or are we getting a window into the truth with the Wall Street Journal and CNBC reporting, Geithner screaming, cussing, fights, panicking behind the scenes as he bullwhips the Fed chairman and others into following his policies? What is really going on, Webster Tarpley?
Well, It fits right into what Ted Anderson was saying. The main danger now is hyperinflation, and we may be in the early phases of hyperinflation. I'm not quite prepared to say that this is it, but the straws in the wind are multiplying. Now, hyperinflation would mean that you get up to the Dow 15,000 and 20,000, and indeed Dow 35,000. Why not? Except those dollars are going to be converging on worthless. And if you look at the hyperinflation picture, the basic underlying dynamic is you've got this huge dollar overhang. $4 to $5 trillion are out there as euro dollars, Chinese-owned dollars or treasury securities. This is basically the same thing. Same for Japan, Russia, European Union, Saudi Arabia that I'll get to in a minute. All of these countries have huge amounts of dollars. The situation is extremely unstable. Any kind of military event, a military defeat for the U.S., something shocking, unpredicted. It used to be back in the, you know, in the day that if the president had a health problem, that could also have a tremendous effect on these markets, and could again today if it turns out that Obama.
Why is Obama's plunging approval rating making the stock market go up?
No, I don't. I think this is separate. In other words, what you've got is what Obama has done or presided over is the $24 trillion being pumped in. Now that's a credit line. It doesn't mean it's all out there, but it's all in danger of coming out. So $24 trillion for Wall Street, maybe $300 billion for the average person for infrastructure. So now we've got the bankers defeating the people under Obama by 80 to 1. But at the same time, real production is collapsing. You look at U.S. industrial production, it continues to fall. World trade is down 40% from where it was around the middle of last year. So this means now that you've got fewer and fewer goods, fewer and fewer commodities being chased by this huge tidal wave of money. Now, that's gone into the stock market. Look, the stock market has gone way up. The S&P went over 1,000 yesterday. The NASDAQ is over 2,000. But at the same time, the hyperinflation indicators look bad, right? The dollar is now 144 against the euro. The dollar has had some really bad days on the euro. As Ted was saying, treasuries had a very bad day yesterday. So it means the prices are falling on these treasuries, meaning the interest rates are going up. You got oil at 71, gold up 8, as he says. Commodities generally beginning to tick up. So this could very well be the early phase of a hyperinflationary bubble. So that's,
okay, well, why are they fighting? Because Geithner reportedly screaming at them, cussing, saying, you've got to get behind me and the president's policies. And then they're saying, look out for inflation. So is that what the internal fight is over? Or what's your intel on that, Webster?
I think this is just, it's just a quarrel among thieves. In other words, there are all kinds of frictions there. There is the question of the regulatory role of the Federal Reserve, believe it or not, where Bernanke does not want to do certain things that Geithner wants him to do. The egos get involved. I don't think this is a huge matter, but the Federal Reserve has actually come under heavy attack for the strong-arming of Bank of America on the absorption of Merrill Lynch and a few other issues. So there's a lot of bad blood against the Fed in Congress on these sort of secondary issues. Of course, that can then be parlayed into the nationalization of the Fed, which is what I would recommend. So you've also got to remember that Geithner is an unstable little thug, right? He's a foul-mouthed character, right? He's
from the Wall Street Journal
school.
The Wall Street Journal and the Street are reporting that it was all these top regulators, SEC chairman, Ben Bernanke, and that he was screaming and yelling, almost like Hitler, just going completely wild, frothing. And it said that this, seemed to shake up a bit Bernanke, the former boss of Geithner. So this looks like all is not well in Camelot, as this air of invincibility, this Mount Olympus godlikeness of these bankers evaporates. I think they're feeling the heat with the End the Fed movement or the Audit the Fed movement.
Well, I think they've also got very severe international problems. In other words, Geithner had to spend the first part of the week kowtowing to the Chinese, who are his bosses. So he had to lick the boots of the visiting delegation from Beijing and assure them that he was responsible after all. But let's get to Saudi Arabia, because it may be Saudi Arabia that's getting him to do this.
All right, well, let's cover that in the next short segment. In the last 30 minutes, you've now gotten the book. You've scanned over it, The Eugenicist Master Plan. Stay with us.
Hi, this is John Swenson again at Midas Resources, and let me ask just one question. What would you list as the things that the federal government does really well? The armed forces and printing bogus money doesn't count. Now take that blank page of yours and list the ways that you have to protect your assets and escape the paper markets. The only real option is precious metals for your retirement, your kids' education, or just plain survival when the whole Obama mess comes crashing down. You are the only one you can count on for a stimulus package, and I'd like to discuss a proven strategy to create that safety net for you and your family. Please give me a call at 800-686-2237, extension 128. That's 800-686-2237, extension 128. And together we can develop a make sense program before the clock runs out. Once more, John Swenson at 800-686-2237, extension 128. And take charge of your future, and thank you.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
There's a guy named MZ in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life, that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job, unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
Pienso que un sueño parecido no volverá más. Y me pintaba las manos y la cara.
You know, I've never given Tarpley his true title, Dr. Tarpley, PhD in history. We should have him on in a few weeks for a whole hour, 2 hours, just on Venetian history, how it came out of the Eastern Roman Empire. From the splitting of the empire, the Eastern Empire, because from my primitive understanding of it, so much of the New World Order management system comes out of that Venetian school. And I was asking Dr. Tarpley during the break. He said that was true in a general sense. So we'll have him on about that, because knowing history, if you don't know history, it's like you were born yesterday. I was told Howard Zinn said that. Okay, Webster, quickly in the short segment, because you're here about eugenics today, Okay, so that's the main reason you've gotten this book, you've researched it, eco-science.
Yeah.
But you've got big breaking news in Saudi Arabia.
But
tell
if,
us
if
about
you want to know, why would Geithner freak out? Now, here's the story. Yesterday, there were straws in the wind. There were reports from somewhat obscure publications in Pakistan and in Iran. That was actually Press TV, so that was the Iranian government. And then an Arab website which has British connections, and they're saying that Prince Bandar of Saudi Arabia, people remember him, that's Bandar Bush. He was the ambassador of Saudi Arabia to the United States for about 10 years. He had since gone back to Saudi Arabia and become the head of the National Security Council. That he is allegedly under house arrest for having a coup d'etat, for somehow attempting to interfere in the succession. Bandar is the son of the crown prince. In other words, the person who should succeed to the throne of Saudi Arabia when the current king is no longer there would be Bandar's father. So that would put him in an important position. Now, on the surface, and this is what I originally thought, you'd say, well, Bandar Bush, right? That's a CIA MI6 asset. So it looks like there was an attempted coup d'etat by the U.S. and the British in Saudi Arabia, right? You could expect something like that once they were trying to overthrow the government of Iran. But there's a whole other dimension to this, which has been brought to my attention by a very good friend, which is that Bandar may have gone pro-Russian, that Bandar had been signing deals, meeting with Putin, setting up military cooperation between Saudi Arabia and Russia, that he was they had a joint treaty to suppress drug trafficking. And if you look at the website of the Jamestown Foundation, they speculate that there's some move afoot featuring Bandar to essentially reverse the alliances that Saudi Arabia has had since Roosevelt went through there right after Yalta, right back in 1945, to break out of the Anglo-American sphere and go with the Russians. Now, it would make a lot of sense. The Saudi Arabian royal family are people who want to survive. They know that their situation is bad. They can see what Obama means for them. Obama means color revolutions. The question of when are you going to get the color revolution and the coup and the velvet revolution inside Saudi Arabia is really only a question of time, especially with Iran.
All right, Tarpley. I was unaware of this. So give me a headline so I can pull it up and talk to me like I'm 5 years old here.
I have sent some of that stuff to Aaron's email there. So maybe you take a look at that. He was one of the first persons that I sent it to.
Okay, well, what's the headline on it, and then we'll pull it up that way.
Just do Bandar Saudi coup fails. It's up.
Bandar Saudi coup fails.
Yeah.
What does this mean? I mean, in simple terms, to have the West trying to overthrow the supposed ally of the Kingdom of Saud.
It makes a lot of sense. In other words, if you're looking at the U.S. and the British, the average observer of the caliber of somebody like Bandar would say, well, these people have been my friends, but they're doomed. They're going down. Under Obama, we're going to have hyperinflation. These dollars are going to be worth nothing. And they may say the only way for the Saudi royal family, who are not a very pretty bunch of people, of course.
Yeah, we have the headline, In Kingdom, Saudi Princess Coup Fails.
Right.
Thank you, Webster.
So this would be an attempt by the Saudi royal family to save themselves from the general shipwreck of the U.S. and the British by going with Russia. And I believe you can say this is probably the new Richelieu of our time is Putin. And if Putin is actually doing this, this could be a master stroke, because Putin can say to them, look, I can give you a better deal on the Middle East, and above all, I'm not going to overthrow you the way the U.S. and the British generally try to do.
My gosh, if you're saying there's a major realignment with Saudi Arabia going with Russia,
it's possible.
That completely reshuffles the deck on a geopolitical scale that changes the entire makeup of the geopolitical web.
It would basically be the beginning of the end of the Anglo-American Empire, and just from the point of view of oil, from oil and then the dollar.
But would the Saudis do that? They were made. They were forged in Mordor, you know, there by the British. I mean,
they go back to the British. So they said, well, the British come through, the Americans come through, and now maybe it's time for them to leave. So I'm not 100% sure, but this is something to really watch because it's huge.
Wow. Okay, eugenics, straight ahead with Webster Griffin Tarpley. We carry, by the way, all three of his books, including his economic book, at InfoWars.com.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
We are surrounded by harmful indoor air that can easily deliver many harmful toxins straight into our bodies. Take a deep breath. Can you actually feel the airborne influenza, viruses, mold, bacteria, and dangerous ozone entering your lungs? Have a glass of water. Can you taste the harmful chlorine, fluoride, lead, pharmaceutical drugs, and numerous other chemicals? Of course you can't. The air that you breathe and the water you drink should help maintain good health, not take away from it. AirandAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these toxins. AirandAqua.com carries whole house air and water purification systems, air conditioners, shower head filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, humidifiers, dehumidifiers, and much more. To learn more and see the products that will change the way you look at our air and water, please visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
Webster Tarpley is the Liberty Freedom Movement's Leonardo da Vinci. And we are always glad to have him. Okay, Webster, in the time I got left with you, and it's going to have to do a part two coming up soon on this. This eco-science, population, resources, environment, I've now scanned through most of the 1,100 pages. You went to the library. You got a hard copy as well. For the first 2 weeks, I was researching, and I was reading an online PDF. But there's even more in the actual book. Forced sterilization of the population, CPS taking all children at birth by the end of it, raising them in dormitories, kind of the eugenics view they implemented in China under treaties, under State Department Memorandum 200, forced drugging of the population in the water, sterilizing the majority of the population, deciding who can breed, total control through an environmental eugenical tyranny. Now, I've read State Department memorandums in the Population Commission from the British, and I've read the 1996 United Nations Biological Diversity Assessment. Everything in this book is in all those documents in pieces. Club of Rome documents, you know, Endgame covers a lot of that. But this is a compendium or a Rosetta Stone of evil. You've had a chance to go over it now since last week. I dispatched a crew there to interview you again. to integrate that into the new Obama film. You, of course, are the centerpiece of the Obama deception, one of the main voices. You are also, out of the 18 people we've interviewed, one of the main players or quarterback. We can say I'm quarterbacking, but you're kind of a, well, what's another important person you give the ball to here?
The wing back.
I'm sure, or a running back or something. The point is, you're doing a great job. You're doing a great job in the Obama deception. But break this down, because were you as shocked by this blasphemous document as I was? And what's your view? Because to me, they've implemented much of what's in this book written by the White House science czar.
How much time do we have on this, Alex?
We have T-minus 25 minutes.
Okay, wonderful. Well, I, first of all, I wasn't shocked. I had met some of these people at the United Nations Food Conference in Rome in November of 1974. So that means 35 years ago this year. And for actually just arguing with these people and putting out a few leaflets, I was officially thrown out of the United Nations Food Conference for disrupting it, even though the only thing I wanted to do was to point out that these people were charlatans. So this is the world of Paul Ehrlich, Rene Dumont, Barbara Ward, Rachel Carson. It's sort of this 70s to 80s generation of environmentalist fanatics, absolute kooks, and genocidalists, because that's what they are. And they are, as they call themselves, neo-Malthusian. They go with Parson Malthus, who made this idiotic claim that population grows faster than food. That's not what you see. And even before Malthus died, he had to take it back that he had been completely wrong. So the book that I've got is it's almost 1,100 pages. It's a compendium of all the lunacy that they had put together. I've got the edition from 1977, which I believe is the third edition. So it's written by Paul Ehrlich, Ann Ehrlich, and John P. Holdren. So
yes,
Paul
that's
Ehrlich,
the one I have. We have it right here on TV for people right now.
Okay, so Paul Ehrlich, Stanford University, his wife Ann, and then John P. Holdren. Let's get to Holdren in a minute. Because John P. Holdren is the powerful official White House science and technology advisor, special assistant to the president. He presides over a big office in the new executive office building, a little bit separate from the White House compound. But he's over there. He's the head of the White House Science and Technology Office and indeed chairs the White House Council on Science and Technology. It's a very important position. And the fact that we have to face is that a proponent of genocide now occupies this post. He is an absolute Malthusian fanatic. Of course, he's a pessimist, and I think you can call him a totalitarian liberal. This is usually applied to Keynes, but it's...
I call him a piranha-like control freak. I mean, no. I mean, a psychopath, a psychopathic sadist, obsessive-compulsive, anal retentive nut job with delusions of grandeur now acting upon them.
Well, yes, I think he qualifies for all that. Now, let me just give you his worldview when we get to some of the specific stuff. He starts with this Paul Ehrlich. Now, Ehrlich had written The Population Bomb in 1968, saying the world is going to be destroyed because there are too many people. Now, we know the oligarchy has been arguing that the world is overpopulated since about 1000 B.C. that we know of. Remember, they say that the reason for the Trojan War was that there were too many people, too many humans pressing down on the breast of Mother Earth. So therefore, you had to have 10 years of war, which killed everybody off. It is the eternal point of view of the oligarchy, and especially this finance oligarchy that we have today. So it's also worth noting that Ehrlich is a total crackpot and charlatan. He says there's a population bomb. Well, what do you see today, right, 40 years later? The population in Europe is falling. The population in Japan is falling. Population in Russia is falling. Population in the U.S. would be falling if it weren't for immigration. And then you look at the
yeah, he said there'd be 12 billion right now. We'd all be starving to death. Instead, it's 6.8 billion, and the population is now planing.
It's leveling off.
And the West is dying. The West is dying.
The West is precisely dying. Dying of pessimism. Dying from cultural pessimism.
Dying of these people pessimism. Running things. A lack of the human spirit. A lack of creativity. A lack of life force. These people detest everything good and wholesome that the species is.
Yeah, and
they are nihilistic criminals. Go ahead.
In this book, this is expressed by Holdren, and when I say Holdren now, I mean Ehrlich and Holdren. Holdren says, we don't like this moonshot mentality that the Americans seem to have. The American moonshot mentality for these lunatics is everything evil. In other words, it's the argument that says, well, if you can go to the moon, you can solve these other problems. And I think this is the essence of the scientific optimism, the technological optimism, the can-do production spirit that has animated the United States, which these finance oligarchs hate so much. So they target the moonshot mentality. They don't like grossmanship, they call it. They call the idea that you can produce your way out of a crisis, they call cornucopianism, that you believe in an internal cornucopia. But let's get down to it. The main thesis is that population, overpopulation, is the source of everything. Pollution comes from people, right? People pollute. That's the argument by Ehrlich in the population.
And that's why they list carbon dioxide that we put off 2.5 pounds of a day as deadly poison, even though plants breathe it, to make us bad. Club of Rome admit, I'm sure you've seen the document written in 92, that they picked that to make it about us being bad, to make us internalize we're bad, so the state can direct a war against humanity.
Yes, but it's being done, of course, in the name of this financier oligarchy, right? It's that they've taken over the state through these different.
Look at Henry Paulson; he's one of them in his own writings.
Absolutely, he's an environmentalist activist. That's a very, very good point. That guy is green as they come. So you see the financier and the green go together. Now, Ehrlich, therefore, is completely discredited. So all the problems come from population. Now. Sometimes when you do biography, you look at the women. The women in somebody's life are often the key to what they really think. We see this with Obama. But in the case of John P. Holdren, his wife, Cheryl Holdren, is a researcher in her own right. And I have another book by Holdren, edited by Holdren and Ehrlich, which is called The Cassandra Conference. It's from the end of the Reagan era, about 1988. In the Cassandra Conference, which is it's like a symposium, and they put together articles, Cheryl Holdren has an essay where she praises to the skies Rachel Carson. All right, Rachel Carson, Silent Spring, 1962. This is the idea that DDT is going to kill all the animal life and plant life, the birds and the insects of the world, and therefore DDT has to be banned. If you wanted to say the biggest genocidalist action of the past 30 to 40 years, it's probably banning DDT, because this has led to tens of millions and very likely hundreds of millions of deaths in sub-Saharan Africa.
And I've seen the reports, Webster, but I mean, Webster, you're most up on this. I don't have them in front of me. Is it true, because I've seen some of the scientific reports, that that was a hoax and DDT wasn't hurting the animals?
It's certainly a wild exaggeration of what these dangers might be. And then again, you've also got to, you know, what's your value system? The advocacy of genocide is a Nuremberg crime. Even if you say, well, this is being done in the name of the sparrows and the hummingbirds and the spotted owls and the.
Yeah, it's killed hundreds of millions because it's, I mean, they admit it kills 15 million a year from malaria because they've stopped using DDT.
And that's over now 30 to 40 years. I think it's actually the heyday of this stuff was in the early 70s. So the other thing, of course, is that this character, Holdren, believes that the world is overpopulated. How much overpopulated? Now, it's a textbook, so he's citing different people, but you can see pretty much what he agrees with. He and the co-authors say the optimum population of the world is 1 billion. Well, in 1977, the population of the world was 4 billion. So that meant that there were already 3 billion excess, useless eaters, people that had to be culled somehow at the time that Holdren was writing.
So he wants a 75% reduction.
At that time. Now, more recently, we've had this co-thinker, somebody who's part of the same clique. He's mentioned in the textbook. He writes in these anthologies that are edited by Holdren and Ehrlich. David Pimentel, I think of Cornell, has said that the optimum population might go as high as 2 billion. Well, that means today we've still got 4 billion useless eaters. Now, you put that together with cap and trade, right? Cap and trade would at least double, maybe triple, quadruple the export price of U.S. grain to the developing
countries. And they brag and rub their hands together in publications saying this is going to wipe people out. I mean, these are, you know, somebody in a Nazi uniform people would run from. But as long as it's a liberal in Birkenstocks going, people are like, oh, kill me, it's so liberal.
And these people are actually operating on a smaller scale because, you know, Hitler is a, this is a genocide on a continental base, whereas what these people are contemplating is indeed a worldwide genocide where the numbers, as we can see, are much larger. So 4 billion excessive, and if you go to cap and trade, you've got about 1 billion people who are living on the verge of starvation right now. You could wipe out, you know, a large part of that billion or maybe even all of it. Holdren writes that when it comes to food aid, you've got to use triage. In other words, you've got to separate the countries that will make it without food aid, the countries that are doomed and should get nothing, and then the ones in the middle that you might be able to help are the ones that you focus on, sort of military or disaster triage.
And that's the rationale. You just write off a third of the people and say, we're going to kill them, as if it's loving. Because it's the same argument of don't have two kids, have one and give them twice the attention.
Well, yes, although what he wants to do is...
Well, he uses that in here about only having one kid, but go ahead.
Yes, he absolutely wants to limit family size with totalitarian rules. He says Bangladesh. Now, Bangladesh is at least 200 million, or it's a large population, 100 million perhaps. Bangladesh, he says, is a country that should be triaged. In other words, Bangladesh, go and die. We've got to call this to the attention of the Bangladesh ambassador. He also says India, which is at that point 700 or 800 million and now a billion and more, that India may be a candidate for triage under this planetary system. So who enforces this? He says it's time to create a planetary regime, So a supranational world government run by ecological fanatics and Malthusian genocidalists. The planetary regime would take under its control the world ecosphere, and in particular what he calls the global commons. The global commons would mean the atmosphere, the oceans, and the soil. So the planetary regime would override national sovereignty and impose the rules on the global commons, and it would set an optimum world population. So the optimum world population, as we've heard, is somewhere between 1 billion and 2 billion, and that won't increase, right? That's unlikely to get very much higher. So the thrust of this entire thing is that world population growth must be stopped, and in the middle of that, we see the old imperialist program. Don't allow the industrial development and the technological advancement of the third world, of the less developed countries, the developing countries, again, sub-Saharan Africa, South Asia, the poorer parts of Latin America.
And Webster, this is in the 1949 Royal Commission by the British, where they don't even say it's for the Earth. They say, we're going to freeze development in the third world. That'll make their population explode, but we'll just then exterminate those as they grow up. If we really wanted to cut population growth, we would develop them, but we're not going to do that. So even though they want to kill the brown people, they still hate them so much, they let that people bomb kind of keep them down at the level they're at instead of developing them, and then they'd start dying like the West. So it's almost a schizophrenic model with these people. And you got Holdren and Ehrlich, George Bush Sr.'s buddy, packaging this eugenics as loving and liberal. These really are some sickening people.
Again, it's genocide. These are high crimes against humanity, Nuremberg crimes. One of the things that Holdren and Ehrlich are based on is the limits to growth. Another crackpot study, totally discredited by Meadows and Forrester, 1972, I believe, which says at the rate of depletion of natural resources, world society will collapse in the early part of the current century, more or less where we are now. Now, it turns out that there are greater reserves of just about all forms of resource that they mention in
the book. Sure, sure. So, Webster, let me stop you. Yeah, they financed the fake peak oil system. Believe me, my family's in petroleum, as petroleum geologists and others. It's all made up, all lies. But the issue is they're actually manifesting their fraud with Discovery Channel, History Channel, Houston TV shows, saying the oceans are going to melt, we're all dead. They say polar bears can't swim lying. They show the ice caps getting smaller in the summer, as they always do, and say that that's new. And they say that they're going to institute war, famine, and destruction, as State Department Memorandum 200 states they would, and then tell us it's the global warming doing it. And they say, whenever there's a hurricane, say it was this. Whenever there's a war, say it was this. So they're now, even though they know it's a fraud, they're lying. And if somebody slips on a banana peel leaving their house, they're saying global warming did it. So they're trying to push this delusional hallucination on the public cold-bloodedly. You know, you say they're wrong. Webster, they're not wrong. They're murdering Nazi scammers that sell the pseudoscience. But, I mean, your argument is you think their science is wrong.
I think these are genocidalists who should be in the dock at Nuremberg.
Exactly. But I'm saying I think we differ. You're saying they're wrong, that their science is wrong, and that they're also genocidalists. I'm saying it's worse than that. They're cold-blooded. They know it's all crap, Webster. They know carbon dioxide isn't bad.
Yeah, certainly. But I don't think there's any disagreement at all on this stuff.
Good. Well, I mean, I respect
your
opinion.
In other words, Haldren should not be going to his job at the White House. He should be going to Nuremberg for his trial.
Yes, because they've implemented a lot of this. Final segment, Webster Tarpley. We'll have to have him back up for part two. Get all three of his books right now discounted. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv. We have them in stock right now. Get his books. And yes, the new Obama Socialism shirt.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution pride flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We're back live, ladies and gentlemen. Final segment. Tarpley just told me he hasn't even gotten into this book and how horrible it is. I noticed he hadn't gotten into some of the more disgusting areas. You think world government exterminating you is bad? Well, it gets even worse. children raised in hive communal areas, just as mainstream British news is announcing cameras in 20,000 families' homes, CPS taking their children. This he'll be on next Tuesday, 1 o'clock Central, 2 p.m. Tarpley time in the East. He's going to be on with us. Dr. Tarpley will be to do another hour on this, just on this next Tuesday. All right, Webster, you got 4 minutes, 10 seconds. Give us a preview of what's coming up in next week's Descent into Madness when we cover eco-science.
I'll tell you what we'll do. Holdren has socioeconomic measures. Today this would be called behavioral economics to coerce you into having smaller families or better yet, no family at all. But let's get right to the involuntary, the compulsory birth control measures proposed by Holdren, who is now sitting in the Obama White House as the top science and technology advisor. The most radical is compulsory abortion. He says it's time to have a population law which imposes an upper limit on the population. Well, what if your wife is pregnant? Well, in that case, compulsory abortion. Now, you've got to think about what that means. That requires a police state on the level of Maoist China.
Well, he says that. He says a global police state, just like Pianca at UT. These bastards are sick.
All right, so compulsory abortion. And then we have compulsory sterilization. He praises programs that existed in India up until 1977 or so, which made vasectomy, in other words, male sterilization, was imposed if you were a government worker and you had more than two children. You had a vasectomy or you were fired. So compulsory vasectomy, compulsory sterilization. The other one is sterilization through adding substances, chemicals, to drinking water and to food. So Holdren says this is a very democratic and egalitarian way of doing it because everybody will be infected. I don't know if you buy mineral water, maybe not. He also talks about implanting long-term sterilization devices, sterilization capsules, implants in women. Now, this has actually been done in the past 20 years.
And they keep finding the IEDs and the implants work longer than they're supposed to or completely sterilize you.
And they can't be removed, and it's going to cost the poor. This is often done to inner-city populations, black, Hispanic,
yeah,
poor, white.
This is already being implemented.
So that was put into effect about 10 years after Holdren wrote this book. Now, he also wants to have baby licenses. This is amazing. A baby license is that every woman could be given a marketable, tradable baby license, saying you have the right to have 2.2 children, and whatever part of this you don't use, you can sell. The problem with that is, what happens if Goldman Sachs comes in and decides to make a speculative bubble in the world of baby licenses? The
cost they do it. You know what happens.
Yeah, that's what they do it with cap and trade, and they're going to do it with the baby license. He's also got things he wants to impose very, very high fees for marriage licenses. Meaning, that's a regressive tax, by the way. That's the worst you can get. That's like the poll tax under Thatcher.
And remember, the U.S. funded China to do this. Webster, we're out of time. Next Tuesday.
The last one, seize babies. If it's a teenage unwed mother, seize the baby, forced adoption. It's totalitarianism. I mean, this is beyond the Nazis.
Well, the way I read this is all parents are monitored and they take your kids, which is what England is now implementing, mainstream news, where the CPS comes and puts cameras in your house night and day watching you and takes your kids. Webster, incredible job. Let me say bye to you here at the end of the show. We'll put you on hold. It's 3 books, 2 on Obama, 1 on the economy, available at InfoWars.com. And we just put in the order today. Get your order in now for the new Obama T-shirt. We're going to make one with Bush, too. With Obama on the front, Bush on the back. Check it out, InfoWars.com. Great job, crew. Retransmission starts now.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.